Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the daily of the Chavetz Chaim, the Ilan Ishmas, Rabbi Yonah David, Reb Shimon Yaakov Halevi, Zecher Tzadik, B'Kodesh Livracha. We are holding in the Psicha, in the Sefer Avas Chesed. After concluding all the Rayas from the Torah, the Chavetz Chaim now goes to focus on a few specific types of Chesed before he actually begins the Sefer proper. This morning, there was an interesting story that was conveyed to me. It was somebody who davened Shachris at the Vasikin Minyan, and it's been a very challenging few days for this person, he tells me. And he was looking forward to getting an early start to his learning, an early start to his day. He had a lot to do, and he was excited and ready to go. At the end of davening, a person approaches him, somebody who is familiar or friendly with at the most, but certainly not a close friend or somebody who he typically interacts with. And the person says, "I just arrived this morning from Eretz Yisrael with my son, and I was Ubered to the shul. I don't have a car. Do you mind driving me home?" And the person paused for a minute. He knew his day was busy. He knew he had a lot to do. And this person really was something who perhaps he was only, like we said, friendly with at the most. And in the city he lived in, the snow was not cleared so well. And the person did not live so close. Probably would take, 10, 15 minutes total. And for a minute, he hesitated. He doesn't know this person. They really just jumped upon him at the end of davening. He had a lot to do. It would have been extremely easy for this person just to demur and say, "I have to run." But he decided, based upon all the beautiful stories that everybody else has been sharing, and the limud of the chabura together, that he also wanted to push himself a little bit more. And he got in his car. He took the family. It did take longer than he had hoped. It did create a later start to his day. But the words of the Chafetz Chaim ring true so clearly. V'halachta bedrachav. This act of driving somebody to his home was an act of imitating, replicating, and being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's more valuable than anything else perhaps you would have done. And that's what we're trying to do. Let's focus a little bit on the inside now as we're going through the words of the Chafetz Chaim. Gam tzarech leida, says the Chafetz Chaim, you have to know the halachas before you do or don't do certain types of chesed. Call inyani hadinim sheyesh b'hanhagas hamida hazu b'chol protah l'chol hanyanim sheiskarnu b'chaz ha'psicha. Ach koydim ha'kol nachatz levar ina gimel chasadim shel halva. Let's first focus on loans. We'll go through all of the chasadim of bikur chaylim, nicham aveilim, hachnasas archeim. We'll do lots of things. But the Chavetz Chaim has a special affinity towards halva'az, which it seems to be he felt that was a mitzvah that really had fallen by the wayside. As we've discussed, many people give tzedakah. Not so many people give loans. Ki al ze yesh mitzvas aseh miyuchedes b'Torah. This is a special mitzvah in the Torah. Im kesef talves ami. Im here doesn't mean if, it means when. When you will lend money, meaning you're obligated to lend money. Kumoshi sparla kaman. Rak koydim shenaska levar es hadinim sheyesh b'zeh. Before we learn the halachas about lending, and there are many halachas, you're not always obligated. Nevar b'derech klal, let's go through a general overview, like the Chavetz Chaim did many times in Rechilas and Lashon Hara, the general overview of what are the parameters of this halacha. Kama lavin rogil la'avor, mishu ish kilai, umarchik atzma minas chesed. How many averas does one transgress when he pulls himself away from chesed and he does not engage in the midah of chesed? Let's just do one together right now. Aleph, Kasuv B'Torah, it says discussing Shemitah. We know the halacha is every 7 years, all the loans are canceled, loans that were generated, unless you have a prosbul, a special document. But the pasuk warns you, don't avoid lending, even though you know there's going to be a cancellation of the loans. He shomer lecha, penyeh devar im levavcha blilal, lemor karvash nas hasheva. You should not act with lawlessness. Do not act with lack of empathy when knowing that Shemitah is coming, and therefore you don't give somebody who needs a loan the money and funds that they need. It's a lav of Hishamer. Upen hu loisaseh. So it's two lavin. Says the Chavetz Chaim, which he does many times. He tries to find many different mitzvahs or many different averas for one action. Haresh needs to avinu betray lavin. Don't be scared of Shemitah. Hashem will take care of you. The same way your field isn't planted for that year, Hashem will take care of the loan that is nullified. You're called a lawless person, meaning you don't respect a Kadosh Baruch Hu if you don't lend. And a regular loan, not during Shemitah or before Shemitah, it's a big avera to not go be eager and have alacrity to give others loans. Kishiyesh b'chalto lehetiv, when you have the ability to be good and give to others, and you don't do it, it's a big aver. So there's at least two lavin, and for sure a lav in a regular capacity, not in Shnas HaShemitah, it also exists. We'll see a little bit more tomorrow, Emir Tzashem. But the idea is, like we always conclude the Shira, keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, keep your hands open, keep your mind open to try to expand the vistas of Chesed. This Chos of the Tzim, it should be for our friends, our families, our kids, and all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.